This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin is poised to rule Russia for six more years after an election win with no other real choices, AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
Russian officials have released early returns showing President Vladimir Putin has won a landslide victory in the presidential election. Russia's Central Election Commission says Putin has 87.97% of the vote. A win will extend his rule by another 6 years and takes place against the backdrop of the harshest crackdown on political opposition and freedom of speech in Russia since Soviet times. Putin's fiercest political rival, Alexei Navalny, died in an Arctic prison last month, and other critics are either in jail or in exile. Only three token candidates and no one who opposes his war in Ukraine were allowed to run against him. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Putin is poised to extend his rule as Russians quietly protested. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has more on protests across Russia.
At polling stations across the country, civil disobedience overlapped with civic duty. Vandals, tainted ballots, pouring ink in ballot boxes attempting to render votes illegible. With arson burning another polling station in the Sverdlovsk region. While in St. Petersburg, a woman hurled a Molotov cocktail at a polling station before authorities captured her as she tried to escape. The 2024 Russian presidential election marks the second in which residents of Ukraine's illegally annexed territory of Crimea cast their ballots. Ukrainian officials call it a sham. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
Russia says Ukraine launched a new wave of attacks as Russians cast ballots on the final day of their presidential vote. The Russian Defense Ministry reported downing 35 Ukrainian drones early Sunday. This is VOA News. North Korea fired a ballistic missile on Monday, Seoul's military said, as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visited South Korea to meet top officials and attend a democracy summit. Blinken is in Seoul for the third Summit for Democracy, an initiative of U.S. President Joe Biden, which the South is hosting this week and is set to meet his Korean counterpart on the sidelines for talks. Key security allies Washington and Seoul wrapped up one of their major annual joint military training exercises last week, prompting angry retorts and tit-for-tat drills from nuclear-armed Pyongyang. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday hit back at a speech made last week by the U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Netanyahu said Schumer's comments calling for a new election in Israel were, quote, totally inappropriate, Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Netanyahu is facing pressure from inside Israel as well.
Action now to change the prime minister and the whole ministers.
Thousands of Israelis in Tel Aviv called for an election now during a protest against the government on Saturday night. Israel's allies have piled pressure on Netanyahu not to attack Rafah, where more than a million displaced people from other parts of the devastated enclave have sought shelter.
We cannot stand by and watch Palestinians risk starvation. That's not us.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz met with Netanyahu in Jerusalem on Sunday and said he supported Israel's right to defend itself, but that along with the military objectives, there were humanitarian needs as well.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. The European Union announced a 7.4 billion euro or $8 billion funding package and an upgraded relationship with Egypt, part of a push to stem migrant flows to Europe that has been criticized by rights groups. EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen.
We are all extremely concerned about the war in Gaza and the unfolding catastrophic humanitarian situation.
The agreement, which lifts the European Union's relationship with Egypt to a strategic partnership, was announced as a delegation of leaders visited Cairo. Nigeria's president on Sunday paid tribute to 16 soldiers killed on a mediation mission to two warring communities in the south of the country, vowing to bring the perpetrators to justice. The troops had been responding to unrest between communities in the oil-rich southern Delta state. Nigeria's military said on Saturday the soldiers were killed Thursday after being surrounded by local youths during a bid to mediate between groups from neighboring villages. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.